So, managing a DIY vacation rental is, well, it's stressful enough on its own, right? Figuring out what to charge, vetting strangers online, just kind of hoping they don't wreck the place.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive headache.
Right. So now imagine doing all of that, but your guests are carrying firearms.
Oh
And
man.
you're out in the middle of nowhere and you have like absolutely zero legal background.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly why most landowners just look at their empty acreage. They kind of grimace at the hassle and decide it's way better to just let the timber sit there.
Exactly. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We're looking at this April 2026 article by Josh Honeycutt. It's called 15 Ways Basecamp Leasing Makes Leasing Hunting Land Easier.
Right, and the mission for this deep dive is to figure out how a specialized intermediary like this removes, all that friction of renting out rural land.
Turning what could be a massive liability nightmare into secure passive income.
Yeah, because doing it yourself is just too much. I mean, the very first hurdle is just figuring out what the land is actually worth.
Right. You can't monetize it if you don't know the value.
Exactly. And Honeycutt's research points out that this platform tackles valuation right out of the gate. They actually dispatch a dedicated agent out there to determine the fair market value.
So you aren't just guessing.
No, not at all. It sets this really solid foundation so both the landowner and the hunter feel they're getting a square deal before, a single document is even drafted.
Okay, so once you have the price, they connect you with a network of like lease-hungry hunters through targeted digital marketing.
Yeah.
But that brings up a huge question for me.
What's that?
Well, if this is all handled through a slick online platform,
Right.
how do they ensure you aren't just getting randomly matched with a problematic tenant? I mean, you can't really vet someone's rifle safety or character with a capped TCHA.
Right. Well, they don't just rely on an algorithm for that. It's this deliberate blend of advanced technology and actual human interaction.
Oh, interesting. So they have real people involved.
Yeah, they put boots on the ground. They employ real office staff and dedicated field agents who handle all those preliminary consultations.
Okay, so they're managing the actual relationship.
Exactly. They act as this essential human buffer between the property owner and the tenant.
That makes sense. Finding the right hunters solves the matchmaking problem, definitely. But I feel like the real anxiety for landowners is still the legal and financial what ifs.
Oh, absolutely. That liability piece is usually the ultimate deal breaker.
Right. And Honeycutt notes they centralize everything to solve this. Like they use simple, standardized
Yeah,
contracts,
and automated payment processing too.
which is huge. So you aren't, chasing down a hunter for rent money every autumn.
Exactly. Plus, they have an auto renewal system.
Yeah.
But the real centerpiece here is this massive industry-leading $5 million liability insurance policy.
Okay, wait, 5 million.
Yeah.
Are the odds of a hunting accident really that high to need that much coverage? It feels like overkill.
Well, actually, the source explicitly states that the odds of an actual insurance claim are staggeringly low.
Then why the giant number?
Because in the independent market, most rural land is just vastly underinsured. I mean, even a $1 million policy isn't enough sometimes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
$1 million isn't enough.
Yeah, think about it. If the unthinkable does happen, say a severe ATV crash miles from a hospital,
Oh,
right?
wow, yeah.
The medical flight alone is astronomical. Combine that with long-term liability and legal defense costs, and that standard $1 million policy just evaporates.
Wow, okay, so that massive policy exists purely to provide absolute peace of mind.
Exactly. For both the lessee and the lessor, it just removes that final terrifying barrier to entry.
Right, so, tying this back to you listening, whether you own rural property or you just find niche market economics fascinating, this really highlights how specialized platforms are effectively monetizing non-operational land.
Yeah, they're doing it by completely removing the risk and that administrative dread.
But there's a flip side to consider here with all this efficiency.
Oh, definitely.
The article mentions Basecamp Leasing has 25 years of experience, and they heavily utilize that auto renewal system for their membership-based hunters.
Right, which is great for landowner stability.
It is. But as more rural land gets locked into these streamlined, auto-renewing private lease networks.
Where does the casual independent hunter go to find a new place to hunt?
Exactly. It's something to mull over. It really makes you wonder what the future of the sport looks like if everything gets corporatized.
Yeah, it's a very real question.
It really is. But, well, at least we know running a rural rental for heavily armed strangers doesn't have to be a DIY project anymore.